stereotype. A lot of people think, you know, driving a Honda or an Acura. I mean, I'll be honest, I drive either a Toyota or an Acura, but it's not because that's the car I chose. It's because of what my family has, you know. And I think what's funny is, a lot of people ask me, you know, what kind of car I like. They expect me to mention, like, you know, some kind of import racer. And then I tell them, they say, hey, oh, what's your favorite car? I say, oh, 71 Plymouth Barracuda with dual hood scoops. No, you're into American cars? I say, I love muscle cars, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
See? So, you know, it's kind of like, it totally throws off that stereotype, which I'm actually kind of glad about, because then they start realizing, wow, not all Filipinos are the same, you know? And, I mean, and one of the things I like is, with growing up here, now that I started learning more about the culture, is that, and this happens pretty much from every Filipino I've ever met, almost every Filipino's got a good story to tell.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you've read the book, When the Elephants Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that was a good book. I got that as a gift. It was a Christmas gift, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that book really just, you know, opened my eyes to a lot of other things, because, you know, of course, you have your characters who are kind of like, you know, you read the book, you start thinking, I don't like the way this character acts. You know, she's arrogant, or he's lazy, but then you realize what they went through and how it shaped them to be what they are. And I think, like, in one of the stories that I had read, the one guy who could see the spirits, the one thing that stuck to me about his story is because he wanted so much to be like the girl that he wanted to be so much that the guy he was to be the guy that his future wife would like, that he lost what he had. You know, he lost his gift. And that really dawned on me. It was like, wow, you know, you've got a lot of people. And I'm not saying I'm not guilty of it, because I've done it at some points in my life where that I wanted so much to be like someone else that I didn't get a chance to see the beauty of what I already had. You know, and luckily it didn't...